Blog Talk Radio.
My blessed Lord, I see.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. So we have a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much, Lord, for blessing us. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for your mercy, your love, your long-suffering with us, your creatures, the erring ones, oh Lord, that has gone back from your laws and your commandments. But you came into this world and died for each and every one of us, O Lord, and you're asking for us to repent, O Lord, and to take hold of your strength so that we will be overcomers, so that we will be saved if we call upon you, Lord, and follow you and be obedient unto you. O Lord, help us, because we are weak. There's no good in us, Lord. But through your merit, through your strength, through your power, we can be more than conqueror. And we just thank you for this opportunity that we get to praise you and to worship you in spirit and in truth and to offer our nothingness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for accepting us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your imputed righteousness, righteousness by faith, Lord. We thank you for health and strength, Lord, as we're doing our part. Lord, you said you will finish the rest. You will do it for us, Lord. But we have to be obedient. We have to show a decided unity to serve you, Lord, with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind. Please bless us. Be in the midst of us. Bless the speaker when he comes. And each and every listener, participant, Lord, be with them in a marked way, Lord. Answer the prayers of your people. We thank you ever so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. And I will read from, this is Acts of the Apostle, and this is chapter 8. And today's message is going to be about the resurrection, a part 2 from last week, special resurrection. Amen. So I will read Acts of the Apostle, chapter 8, and I'll start at paragraph 77.2. It said, the priests and the rulers saw that Christ was extolled above them. As the Sadducees, who did not believe in a resurrection, heard the apostle declaring that Christ has risen from the dead, they were enraged, realizing that if the apostle were allowed to preach a risen Savior and to work miracle in his name, the doctrine that there would be no resurrection would be rejected by all, and the sect of the Sadducees would soon become extinct. The Pharisees were angry, and they perceived that the tendency of the disciple teaching was to undermine the Jewish ceremonies and make the sacrificial offering of no effect. Hitherto, all the efforts made to suppress this new teaching has been in vain, but now both Sadducees and Pharisees determined that the work of disciples should be stopped, for it was proving them guilty of the death of Jesus. Filled with indignation, the priest laid violent hands on Peter and John and put them in the common prison. And we know the same thing that was done to the disciples. Back then, the same thing will be done to us as Jesus followers and disciples, those that don't believe in the Sabbath, that those that don't believe that Jesus is in the most holy place ministering on our behalf, and, you know, about, and we, you know, different beliefs, pillars that we believe in, you know, they're going to come against us, and those that believe in, you know, the worshiping of statues and of man and man doctrine instead of God's doctrine. And when we stand up for the right, no matter what, they're going to come against us. But God says the servant is, you know, is going to go through the same thing basically as the master. So, but he's going to give us strength to go through it. So we have to trust and know that we have a Redeemer who lives even now and interceding on our behalf. So let us be thankful, let us be grateful, and let us be fearless. Amen. So is there anyone that would like to share? Please press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will indicate to me that you would like to share. Amen. And I'll just read Isaiah chapter 58, and I'll start at verse 12. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12 says, And they that shall be of thee shall build the waste place. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of path to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy own pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. So there's a blessing for us when we keep the Sabbath. Amen. So praise the Lord. Again, that was Isaiah chapter 58, verses 12 through 14. And I will open the line for the caller who has pressed 1. Again, good evening and happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. 518-482, your line is now open.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line.
Amen.
Oh, what a blessed Sabbath. The Sabbath hours are here again. God is so good. He's so gracious. He has spared our lives during the week, take us to work, bring who had to go to work, who had to do whatever he had to do. And many of us are still here. I am still here, and I'm very thankful to God for being here, being alive, and at least enjoying a good amount of health and strength. I just want to, this evening, I want to read this text from 2 Peter 1:18-19, it says, and we all know this text, for as much as ye know that we Ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of the Lamb, without blemish and without spot. Yes, we were redeemed with what? The precious blood of Jesus. Well, All-American, I want to say this story, but this All-American was anxiously, many of them were praying for Captain Scott O'Grady. F-16 had been shot down in Siberia. 5 years passed, 5 days, not years, sorry, 5 days passed. And on the sixth day, another pilot picked up a faint message from O'Grady's radio. He was alive, managing somehow to hide from hostile soldiers. Immediately, all the rescues needed were set in motion. O'Grady was snatched up to safety by helicopter, and the U.S. rejoiced. Newsweek magazine report said that the weapons and the machinery used for the rescue were valued at $6 million. So we could never calculate the price God paid to rescue us. You know, you could never calculate that price. If all the stars and all the galaxies were changed into platinum, an incalculable sum could not begin to purchase our salvation. And I am very excited over that and very glad that Jesus paid it all for all of us. So I want to sing the song, Jesus Paid It All. I heard the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone. Can't change the lover's parts and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him we own. Sin has left a crimson. He washed it white as snow. Since nothing good I have, whereby thy grace to claim, I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. And when before the throne we stand in him complete, we lay our trophies down, all down at Jesus' feet. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
And I'm very thankful for that testimony that Jesus paid it all. No matter how much we have sinned, no matter what we do, you know, Jesus is willing to forgive us and to make our whatever we are going through, whatever, you know, he tries to give us a clean slate. He would wipe everything clean from that slate and make us new creatures in him. So this evening, that is my message I want to bring to you, to all of us on this line this evening. Jesus paid it all. And we should not be disappointed because God is so good to all of us. Amen, sister. Thank you for opening my line. That is my little testimony. And I just want to thank God for blessings on me and for the privilege I had of going and see my brother this week. They opened up the institution, and I went there, but they were still having a lot of, you know, they put a lot of restrictions. But I got to see him, I got to talk with him, and I was feeling very happy because it's a long time I haven't seen him. Thank you for all the prayers, and I pray that you will continue to pray for the family, that God will bless us and God will keep him from the virus, because on his unit they had the virus. But up to now, since the virus is going wrong, I have to thank God that he hasn't picked up anything like that. So continue praying. Let's continue praying for them, and not only them, but all of the elderly folks that are on that unit. Amen. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Carmen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again, Sister Continelli, for coming on and sharing that song and that reading. Yes, blessed Sabbath to you and to each and everyone and to your household. And thank you, Lord, for the good news that your brother is doing well by his matchless love, by his grace. Amen. So blessed Sabbath, each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Please press 1. If you would like to share so that I can open your line to give you a brief moment to share in your testimony, if you want to have a prayer request, or if you have at least two lines of song to sing the goodness of God in your life. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 225-337. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Happy Sabbath, my brothers and sisters, and I want to thank you for opening my line. I just want to give God thanks for his Sabbath day and for bringing all my family home safe. And I thank him for being on this prayer line. I thank him for the song, Jesus Paid It All. Indeed, we love him because he did pay it all for our sins. And as we are in his grace tonight, we are so very thankful. And I love him, and I would like to share a scripture, and I'm reading from Genesis chapter 9, and I want to read verse 11 through verse 17. Amen. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off anymore by the waters of flood, neither shall there anymore be a flood to destroy the earth between me and you and every living creature that is within you for a perpetual generation. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. Amen. And I just want to thank God for his word. And I just want to quote, I'm just quoting this, Psalms 89, verse 34. God said that, he said, yesterday and today, he doesn't change. He's the same forevermore. So as I read that, and now God says, when we look up in the cloud, we see that rainbow. That is his promise. So you know what? God has promised us so many things. And tonight, he promised, as Sister Carla, you read in Isaiah 58, he said he will repair the breach and he will restore the path to dwell in. I'm just quoting, and I may not be all right, sisters and brothers. Forgive me. I kind of quote the scripture. I'm not verbatim remember everything. But as God promised to us that bow in the cloud, his Sabbath, he promised his son Jesus, he paid it all. What more we need? We don't have to We don't have to keep our own. Jesus paid it all. Why should I take my sins back? Lord, pray, leave it there, and it's done. But obedience come into play. And I want to just lift up my brothers and sisters that we can stand firm and be obedient to God. Because you know what? Not one of us can do anything of ourselves, but it's our Savior paid the price for my sins, your sins, everyone's sins. Prayer line right now, if you don't mind, just call it very short. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you, Father, your children that's on this prayer line, Father, we come seeking you, Lord, and thanking you also on your Sabbath day. What a blessing. Lord, as we have heard the song, Jesus paid it all. Lord, we thank you so much for paying it for us, because now that we can come to the throne of grace and seek forgiveness and thank you for what you have done. And Father, your grace and your mercy have also restored the Sabbath that we may dwell in, and Lord, and to glorify you and thank you. Now, Lord, as we here on the Sabbath day, Lord, we're asking you to watch over us, keep us, and asking that you teach us, Father, all your will, and that we may walk therein to grow and help us to be strengthen us. And we thank you ever so much, Father, for your love and your kindness that you give to us every day. And we ask all this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Paul, for opening my line. God bless my brothers and sisters. And happy Sabbath again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Sister Leola, for joining us. Yes, happy Sabbath indeed. Blessed Sabbath to you and your family. And yes, thank you for reading that reminder to us every time. After it rained, you know, we'll see a rainbow, sometimes a double rainbow, and it's God promised to us. And, you know, evil men have captured that logo, but we know what it means. So we just thank the Lord for his promise. He's not like man, like that he should lie. His promise are sure. His promise are true. And, again, thank you for coming on and sharing. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share at this time? I'm glad to have my brothers and sister on this evening. If there anyone who would like to share briefly, please press 1 so that I can open your line. I will go to the next caller, which is 272-770. Good evening and happy Sabbath.
Evening, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath to you. Thank
Amen.
You so much for opening my line. Amen. This is Sister Tamiko calling from Pennsylvania, and I'm so grateful to be here this evening on the prayer line, and I just want to say happy Sabbath to all my beloved brothers and sisters. And I do have a Bible verse to read, if I may, and I heard you say, if I'm singing, to just use the only two verses. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my sister. Yes, so I'm reading Psalms 150, 1 through 6. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the tremble and the dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him with the clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. And then I have the song here. Right here. Okay. I surrender all. Amen. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence dearly live. I surrender all. I surrender all. worship. Glory, glory to his name. I surrender, Lord. I surrender all to thee, my perfect Savior. I surrender. Praise the Lord. I do surrender all, and I praise the Lord for bringing me through another week. Thanks and sound to and fro with safe travel and mercies to all of my doctor's appointments. Thank him so much for bringing my daughter home safe and sound from work. I'm so grateful, and I'm so grateful to be here on the prayer line with my brothers and sisters. So my prayers to lift everyone up on the prayer line on this beautiful Sabbath evening. And for everybody to be safe and well and covered under the blood of Jesus, that no weapons formed against them will prosper, but that the Lord will cover them all from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' Amen. Precious mighty name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Carla. God bless you. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Thank you again, Sister Tamika, for coming on and sharing a song and also the scripture reading. We know. You know, we serve a mighty God. We serve a just God, a righteous God. And he is wants to be in all our fear. Whatever we do and say, let us, you know, even eat or drink, let us do it to the glory of God so that we can honor him with our body, because our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, again, if you would like to share, please press 1 and giving everyone a brief moment to share. At this time, I'll go to the next caller. Good evening and happy Sabbath, 587-505. Your line is now open.
Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. How are you today? Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. My name's Brother Eli, Sister Carla. I am so grateful to be on this prayer line because God is good. He's a marvelous God. He's the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Oh, Sister Carla, I am so blessed with that song. I am so blessed with that song, Sister Carla. Sister Dalty's beloved mother, sing, Sister Dalty's beloved daughter, I mean, sing that song. I surrender all to Jesus, blessed Savior. I surrender. Oh, let's sing it together, Sister Carla. Oh, to Jesus I surrender. Take his presence. Take me home. Oh, to Jesus I request. Savior, take me home. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus. Blessed Savior, I surrender. Oh, brothers and sisters, please lift me up in prayer. I need a lot of prayer. Sister Carla, please lift up my mother in prayer. Please lift up my beloved mother, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, don't forget to lift up Brother Dylan, because Brother Dylan needs a lot of prayer at the moment. His name is Brother Dylan. Sister Carla, let me spell it for you. It's D-L-Y-A-N. Lift up Brother Dylan in prayer, because he needs a lot of prayer. Don't forget forget to pray for his brother because his brother is feeling much better, Sister Carla. God is good, Sister Carla. God is an awesome God, Sister Carla. Oh, Sister Carla, thank God that his brother Troy is feeling better. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Dylan, push number one because this one is your testimony, Brother Dylan. This one is your testimony.
Thank you,
brother
Eli.
Share your testimony.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. May God bless you, Brother Dylan and Brother James and everyone on the prayer line.
Amen.
And God bless Mr. Debbie.
I'm sorry. Yes, thank you, Brother Eli, for that song and for the praise report about Brother Dylan and his brother. And we know we serve a mighty God who wants to save his people, who wants to restore health to his people, but we have to want it. He's not going to do anything outside of our will, you know. So praise the Lord. Again, thank you, Brother Eli. We'll continue to keep you and your mother in prayer and Sister Tymeka and her family. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share before we go into prayer? Please press 1 on your telephone keypad if you would like to share it. And until then, I want to share Isaiah chapter 66, verse 22. It says, "For as the new heaven and the new earth, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 22. "For as the new heaven and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, said the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain." So we want our seed, our children, you know, those that have grandchildren, great-grandchildren, we want those seeds to remain, amen, and the name be remain in the book of life. Verse 23, "And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another shall all flesh come to worship before me, said the Lord." So we see that in heaven, we will be worshiping on the Sabbath day. The Sabbath will not be done away with. It's a delight for the Lord, as in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12 through 14. So whatever we're doing on earth, as in keeping the commandment, you know, it'll be in heaven, but it'll be written in our heart. It'll be something that we will remember. You know, as the scripture said, remember to keep the Sabbath day, because the world has so much distraction and so much things that comes against us that, you know, people don't remember, or they think the Sabbath has been abolished. But no, because God said when he made the earth new again that we should keep the Sabbath. So we just want to thank the Lord. And I will go to the next caller. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and welcome this evening. 31552, Blessed Sabbath, your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Cole. Thank you for opening up our line. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. And as I'm prayer line, it's a blessing to be on the line. Let's share a quote and a song. This quote is from Welfare Ministry, page 38.2, also found in Testimony Volume 2, page 24. It says, "To become a toiler, to continue patient in well-doing, which calls for self-denying labor, is a glorious work which heaven smiles upon. Faithful work is more acceptable to God than the most zealous and thought to be holiest worship. It is working together with Christ that is true worship. Prayers, exhortation, and talk are cheap fruits which are frequently tied on, but fruits that are manifested in good works, caring for the needy, the fatherless, and widows are genuine fruits and grow naturally upon a good tree." So God call us, especially at a time like this when many people are about to celebrate Thanksgiving. This is what God is calling us to do, to be sympathetic to the needs of others. And any other thing is cheap fruits. I want to share this song. You did not turn away. You were despised and rejected, man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Though you were sinless and only, you bore it all because of me. You were wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities. You were worthy of all adoration, but you took my shame and gave me peace. And you did not turn away from the burden I carried. You did not run from me, from the load I was bearing. You came willingly and gave your life for me, and took my stripes that I might go free. Love one another, you commanding us to do. Peace and love your brother, as I have loved you. Okay.
I'm sorry.
So let turn away from the burden you carry, all of the Lord from you, from the Lord in all the bearing. He came willingly, Christ came willingly. I needed a turn away from the burden you carry. He did the love from you. Lord, I was giving. Christ came willingly and gave his life for me. He took my stripes that I might go free. Took my stripes that I might go free.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Brother O'Neill, for sharing that song and for coming on. Amen. We know that Christ went willingly. If it even was one person, you know, he would go willingly for that one person. So let's thank the Lord. Let's glorify and magnify him for his obedience. He's our example, our high priest. He shows us obedience in everything, that we should follow his example. Amen. So what a precious Lord. What a wonderful God that we serve. So we're going to open the line now for the last caller that has pressed one before we go into prayer. Again, good evening, everyone, and happy Sabbath. I'm so happy that you can join us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line and to come and study with us. And so just praise the Lord and thank him as a special message that will, this is a part two that Brother Ricardo will, you know, continue to share. Amen. And it is the special resurrection. So what a blessing. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 931-332. Good evening and blessed Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Hi to everyone. Hope all is doing well. This is Elder Richardson. Happy Sabbath. I thankful to the Lord for his mercy, his blessing, his grace, and hope that we are enjoying the Sabbath, for that's what the Sabbath is all about, to just come aside and rest from all your labors. We know that God will truly bless his people as we trust in him. Amen. I say glory to the Lord. Hope all is doing well, and I just wanted to wish everyone a happy Sabbath, and just keep faithful, brethren. Let's keep faithful and let's keep pressing on. Thank you. God bless. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder Richardson. Amen. Could you give us a word of prayer, please, if you're available? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful and thankful for blessings in our life, for your mercies, for the opportunity, Lord, to gather here on this Sabbath Eve, Lord, where we can come and gather and share testimonies and pray one for another, Lord, to listen to your words, Lord, to encourage each other, Lord, and to love and good works. We thank you, Lord, for your mercies and your blessings throughout this week, Lord, for bringing us, Lord, through it all. We thank you, Lord, for giving us Spirit and Kept Life an opportunity and privilege to make our calling and election sure in preparation for the crisis which is before us, Lord, and even, Lord, to so come up to every point in relationship with you in perfection and righteousness, Lord, that will seal us unto the day of redemption. Father, I'm praying for each and every one that is on this prayer line tonight and those that did not make it for some reason or the other. I pray your blessings also be with them in a special way. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your love towards us all, for giving us, Lord, all good things, Father, in spite of the many ups and downs in our lives, that we can still trust in you, Lord, and that we can serve you, Lord, under all trying circumstances. Lord, I did not hear about those who needed prayer, but for all those that are asking for prayers and for friends and family and for relatives, Lord, and for leaders and each and everyone, I'm praying, God, for your blessings, O God, upon them and each and everyone. Lord, be with us all in a special way tonight as we come. Father, bless Sister Carla, Lord, in her hosting, that you'll give her the strength and the blessing that she needs. And bless us all together. Be with the speaker tonight. Lord, lead him, guide him, hide him behind the cross. That your name will be exalted, that your name will be praised, that your name will be glorified. And Father, we just want to thank you for everything that you have been to us and for us. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder Richardson. And praise the Lord. Amen. Now, I will open the line for Brother Ricardo. Brothers and sisters, please have your pen, your notebook, and your Bible, your sword, you know, in your arm. Amen? We have to put on the whole armor of God, especially in these last days. Amen. So I will go ahead and open the line, 610-704, Blessed Sabbath. Your line is now open, Brother Ricardo.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. Thank you so much for opening my line.
Amen.
Not a week again. We can come together and gather together, friends. I have good news for you. The special resurrection, it is a promise, and it's a gift from God for each and every one of us. And beloved, the things of God, we have to take it serious. And happy Sabbath again, everyone. Welcome. Thank you so much for your patience. I am happy when I hear the voice of Brother Ryan, Brother Eli, and Brother Richardson. Thank you so much, Brother Ryan, for that song. Normally, I always hear the lady's voice. Thank
oh, that's
so
Brother
much,
O'Neill.
Brother O'Neill. Sorry. Thank you so much for the correction. Brother O'Neill, thank you so much for remaining faithful. Thank you so much for that song. Brother Eli, always make me laugh. Continue to remain faithful. Thank you so much as well. Brother Richardson, may the Lord continue to bless you and to keep you in these last days. So friends, as we're going to do a part two on the special resurrection, please have your notes. When I hear the special resurrection, it never makes sense to me. And me as a person, friends, I am very determined. So I'm very committed as well. And I love to study the Word of God. And when you come here, friends, don't just come to be a listener. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. You may hear me present to you, but I want you to take this study and to go back. This is how you will grow in Christ. Are you with me, friend? Because if we are just listening, that means we are on the verge to become a foolish virgin. Why I'm saying this? Because the foolish virgin, when the voice of the bridegroom said, go forth, we saw that who did not make the necessary preparation. And Sister White said, many present truth believers, they are attracted to those who know the truth and love the truth and speak the truth, but they themselves do not make the necessary preparation to live that truth and to apply it. So friends, please, we are told we are living in the last days, that what we learning for years, we have to learn them in weeks. The time is coming, friends, you will not hear these messages. You will not hear the word of God. That's what God said, I will send a famine, not of bread or water, but of hearing these words. So friends, you must go back and to study to show yourself approved, not unto man, but unto God. Amen? So let us pray and go into the word of God. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Safe is another week. You have brought us on our way. Lord, you know your children. Wherever they are at this moment, I pray for a special blessing. I pray for your anointing of your presence, your anointing of your holy angel and the Holy Spirit. Lord, grant us now your Holy Spirit. I pray that our mind will be clear, and I pray that we appreciate these heavenly truths. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Before I go into the study, friends, in Great Controversy, I read a quotation. In Great Controversy, page 599, paragraph 3. Great Controversy, page 599, paragraph 3. It reads, the Bible should never be studied without prayer. The Holy Spirit alone can cause us to feel the importance of those things easy to be understood, or prevent us from wrestle with truths difficult of comprehension. It is the office of heavenly angels to prepare the heart so to comprehend God's word, that we shall be charmed with its beauty. Let me read that again. It is the office of heavenly angels to prepare the heart so to comprehend God's word, that we shall be charmed with its beauty, admonition by its warning, or animated and strengthened by its promises. We should make the psalmist petition our own. Open down mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Psalms 119:18. Temptation often appears irresistible because through neglect of prayer and the study of the Bible, the tempted one cannot readily remember God's promises and meet Satan with the scripture weapons. Why? You see the important, friends, we need to study. Are you with me, friends? So when Satan come upon you like a flood, the word of God gonna put up that standard against the tempted one. Are you with me, friends? The tempter. Angels are around about those who are willing to be taught in divine things. And in the time of great necessity, they will bring to their remembrance the very truths which are needed. Just when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Are you with me, friends? So there is hope for all of us. We have to study for ourselves. Are you with me, friends? So now, I left off last week. Under what plague will the special resurrection take place? Under the seventh plague. You remember? So now we are still under this. We are still dealing with the special resurrection. So we want to know when did the special resurrection going to take place? When the special resurrection going to take place? The plagues, they are already falling. But under what plague? will the special resurrection take place. Because remember now, God the Father have to give the day and the hour of Jesus coming. No man know the day of Jesus coming, nor the angel, nor the son. So now go with me now to Revelation chapter 16, verse 17 to 18. Revelation chapter 16, verse 17 to 18. Revelation chapter 16. Not going fast, friends. I hope I don't do part three because we have a lot to cover. Revelation chapter 16, verse 17 reads, "And the seventh angel," remember I asked the question again, "under what plague will the special resurrection take place?" All right? Revelation chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. "And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, 'It is done.'" Verse 18. "And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since the man was upon the men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake, so great." So who is speaking here? God the Father is speaking. So when God the Father is speaking, there are going to be voices, thunders, and lightning, and also with that earthquake. God the Father, when he speaks one sentence, and that sentence is going to roll through heaven, friends. And while he speaks, the earth going to open. And them that die under the third angel going to raise up. See, Jesus coming into the clouds. Let me move on. Now, the Bible said, "And there were voices and thunders." So now, do you know that when God speaks, God's voice is like thunder? If you don't believe me, go with me now to Job chapter 37. Job chapter 37, verse 4 and 5. Job chapter 37. Job chapter 37. We need to know the significance of God's voice. God's voice is very, very powerful. God the Father. Job chapter 37, verse 4 and 5. "After it a voice roareth, it thundereth with the voice of his excellency, and he will not say them when his voice is heard." I love verse 5. "God thundereth marvelously with his voice." What? God thundereth marvelously with his voice. Because a lot of times, some of us, sometimes we hear that, them that die under the third angel are going to come under the voice of God. And we do not go into details. So I'm giving you details. Right now, then we're going to show you some fruit of prophecy. "God thundereth marvelously with his voice. Things doeth he which we cannot comprehend." So now, friends, you hear the Bible said, great things God do that we cannot comprehend. Do not put a limit on God's power, beloved, please. He's the God of God. He's the God of the creation. He's the one that created you and I. Are you with me, friend? Now, go one more step with me. Revelation chapter 14, verse 2. Revelation chapter 14, verse 2. We're talking about God's voice thundereth. God's voice is like thunder, friends. Revelation chapter 14, verse 2. It reads, "And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps." This is now the 144,000 on Mount Zion, standing with God and have the name of God in their forehead. But when God speaks, friends, his voice is like thunder, and also like many waters. Remember now, under what plague will the special resurrection take place? Are When will we heard God's voice give the day and the hour of Jesus' second coming under the seven plagues? Go with me now to Job chapter 38, Job chapter 38, verse 22 to 23. Job chapter 38. Job chapter 38. Please write these things down, friends, because you don't normally hear these things. So you are privileged, Advent Line, to hear these things and go back and to study these things, please. I'm pleading to you like I want a man, provoking you to good works. All right, now, Job chapter 38, verse 22 to 23. Hast thou entered into the treasure of the snow? God is asking a question. Or hast thou seen the treasure of hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? Remember now, friends, I'm laying the foundation with the Bible. I'm showing you when God will speak under the seventh plague. The special resurrection or the partial resurrection going to take place under the beginning of the seventh plague. So now I'm giving you, I'm identifying now the seventh plague to you. I'm going to do a correlation with Sodom and Gomorrah and the future. Let me read Job chapter 38, verse 22 to 23. Listen again. Hast thou entered into the treasure of snow? Or hast thou seen the treasure of hail? So now, the fire and brimstone, which is the seventh plague, it's snow or hail mingled with fire. When God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah, this is something different. He used fire and brimstone, but it mixed. It's also like salt, like sulfur. It burn and melt everything. There's no life on the soil where God burned down Sodom and Gomorrah, those five cities. I'm going to prove it from the Bible now. Remember, God reserved against the time of trouble what? Snow or hail. Hail is a heist. You could call it snowball. But this heist going to be like a basketball. Big, falling from heaven, friends. Mingle with fire. And this fire, no man can hold it. Now go with me to Genesis now. I'm going to do a correlation with Sodom and Gomorrah. Give you a clue. Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19, verse 23 to 24. Genesis chapter 19, verse 23 to 24. This is when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis chapter 19, verse 23 to 24. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zorah. Verse 24. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. So we are the seven last, the fire and brimstone falling from heaven. We are the seven last plague going to be falling from heaven. Are you with me so far? But in the future, what we are looking for, Jesus' second coming, this not going to be fire and sulfur. This is going to be now the seven plague, which we call the seven plague, which is fire and brimstone. This is like a hail, snowball mingled with the fire of God. So now let me show you now that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah also with salt, which they call sulfur. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 23. Deuteronomy, I'm showing you the difference. Because God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, making Sodom and Gomorrah an example unto those that should live ungodly. So everyone who wants to live ungodly, their portion will be like Sodom and Gomorrah, fire and brimstone. Even myself, even that goes for me as well. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 23, Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 23, it reads, And that the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt. Notice the word salt and burning is not snow. Are you hearing this, friends? So God is giving you an example to clarify these things. So God is saying to you and I, when I fall fire and brimstone on that wicked city of Sodom and Gomorrah, God say, it is, that is not snow. That is brimstone and salt. Even the rocks melt with that fire. Even the soil, beloved, we know that life in the soil, there's no life around that surrounding right there because of fire and brimstone. And God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, making them an example unto those that should live ungodly. So you must pray for your loved ones. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Pray for your children. Pray for your neighbors, because the wrath of God lies upon them. Because if they are lost, portion will be like Sodom and Gomorrah. Let me read, go back again. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 23. We are on the special resurrection, brothers and sisters. The Bible is our foundation. We have to study to show ourselves approved unto God, not man, to brag and boast. Mm-mm. That isn't of God. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 23. And that the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning. That is, that it is not snow. Snow. Nor bear it, nor any grass grow therein. So God is saying that what? There's no grass grow where I burned on Sodom and Gomorrah. But remember now, God will destroy the wicked in the future and also recreated everything back on this earth. And you and I will watch God in action. Can you believe this, friends? If you remain faithful, if you seal, if you are saved, you will see God in action. Let there be light. Let the flowers come up and all these things, friends. And God going to show us these things. Do you remember God said, what do you think about my servant Job? What do you think about the people on Advent Life? Satan says, see that you put an edge of protection around them. Go and touch them. And see, Lord, if they will not curse you to your face. Beloved, God brag about you and I. Can the Lord brag about you today? This Sabbath evening, and to them that on Advent light, they represent me, Satan. So I put an edge of protection around them. You may bring trials in their lives, but you cannot touch their lives. Let me move on, friends. I have a lot for you. So now you get it. God reserved in his treasure no. Go with me now to Romans chapter 8, verse 11. 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 But is the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you? Pause. Who rose Jesus from the dead? You know the answer. God the Father. So now, let us look now, friends. Under the special resurrection, who's going to raise up those who die under the third angel? God the Father. Catch the Bible now. I'm going to give you scripture and spiritual prophecy. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead also quicken, that means bring life to your body, shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Let us move on. Are you remember? Go with me now, John chapter 6, verse 63. John chapter 6, verse 63. You remember when Jesus said the flesh profit nothing? But the words that I speak unto you, they are life and they are spirit. So when God gives the day and the hour of Jesus' second coming, I want you to understand that God's words, they have life. Friends, remember when God said in the beginning, let there be what? Light. And there was light. Pause. In John chapter 1, verse 4, the Bible said in Jesus now, in him was life. And the life was the light of man. So pause. So in Jesus is light and life. In the Father is light and life. I want you to get that, friends. Let me read something for you now. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. This is John chapter 6, verse 63. When the Father's voice resounds through the earth in the seventh plague, Revelation chapter 16, verse 17, there will be those that are quickened to life by his voice in the special resurrection. Let me read now, great controversy for you, paragraph 3. Great controversy, the book 1888, the 1888 great controversy, page 636, paragraph 3. Great hailstone. This is when God speaks. Great hailstone. Everyone about the weight of a talent are doing their work of destruction. The proudest cities of the earth are laid low. The lordly palaces upon which the world's great men have lavished their wealth in order to glorify themselves are crumbling to ruin before their eyes. Prison walls are rent asunder, and God's people who have been held in bondage for their faith are set free. This is under the voice of God now, the Father. I'm going to go one more step with you now. Page 637, paragraph 1. Great controversy. Page 637, paragraph 1. Graves are open, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Go with me now. She's also, Sister White is quoting Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. Go with me to Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Are you with me, friends? All who have died in the faith of the third angel message, come forth from the two glorified. Listen now. All who have died in the faith of the third angel message, come forth from the two glorified to hear God's covenant of peace with those who have kept his law. Pause. Who? Everyone who died under the faith of the third angel message, come forth from the two glorified. No more sin, no more death, no more rheumatitis and arthritis and whatever itis you want to call it. No more suffering, no more pain. Come up with a perfect body. No more wrinkles, no more spots, no more gray ear, friends. Are you with me, beloved? There is hope. Can somebody say hallelujah? Thank you, Jesus, because he's promised you and I that he will restore you and I. Disease body. He promised us that he will restore it. He will, and he's going to, friends, restore you and I, sinful life. He said he's going to restore you and I, brokenness. All your tears I will wipe away, Advent life. This is the promise of God for you and I. Hold fast to your Savior. They also which pierce him, Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, those that mock and deride Christ's dying agonies and the most violent oppressor of his truth and his people are raised to behold him in his glory and to see the honor placed upon the loyal and obedient. Everyone who fights against the cause of Christ, pierce him, even his violent oppressors, going to come up special resurrection under the voice of God. We are dealing with the voice of God right now. I'm going to give you some Bible verse. I don't know if you're writing down, but I'm going to give them out. Revelation chapter 15, verse 2. Revelation chapter 15, verse 2. We're still dealing with the voice of the Father. Revelation chapter, I'll give you that already. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Revelation chapter 15, verse 2. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. I have a lot. I'm just giving you that. Pray that you're writing down these things to go back and to study, to show yourself approved. Amen. One more step. Great Controversy, page 640. Great Controversy, 640, paragraph 2. Listen now. The spirit of prophecy is clarifying this for you and I, bit by bit. Hear this one now. The voice of God is heard from heaven, declaring the day and hour of Jesus' coming. While I'm reading this, go with me to Mark chapter 13, verse 32. Mark chapter 13, because what I'm doing, friends, I'm reading the Great Controversy and giving you in light of the Bible as well. Are you with me, friends? I'm going to read Mark chapter 13, verse 32 when I finish reading the quotation. This quotation is Great Controversy, page 640, paragraph 2. The voice of God is heard from heaven, declaring the day and hour of Jesus coming and delivering the everlasting covenant to his people. This is dealing with 144,000 living who passed the test of the Sunday law, who passed the test of being loyal to the Sabbath, stand true unto their God. Listen now, the voice of God is heard from heaven, declaring the day and hour of Jesus coming and delivering the everlasting gospel to his people. Like peals of loudest thunder, his voice rolled through the earth. Remember now, God's voice is like thunder. Remember, when God the Father speaks, when Christ speaks, their voice is like thunder. I give you this verse, friends, not to just only read, to give you a clear insight, to give you a vision. Are you with me, friends? Like peals of loudest thunder, his voice rolled through the earth. The Israel of God standing listening with their eyes fixed upward. Their countenance are lighted up with his glory and shine as did the face of Moses when he came down from Mount Sinai. So God, people under the seventh plague as well, if you are alive, are you among the 144,000? God gonna cause you to be lighted up like Moses. The wicked cannot look on you. They cannot kill you, friends. No matter what they do, even their gun, they are a kind of destructive weapon they have. It will fall to the ground like powder. Let me go again. Their countenance are lighted up with his glory and shine as did the face of Moses when he came down from Mount Sinai. The wicked cannot look upon them. And when the blessing is pronounced on those who have honored God by keeping his Sabbath holy. Friends, keep the Sabbath holy. Amen. There is a mighty shout of victory. Lord have mercy. Go with me now. Mark chapter 13, verse 32. Listen to this, friends. They and that power knoweth no man. Knoweth no what? No man. No. Not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Pause. Are you hearing what the Bible is saying, friends? The Bible is saying that no man gonna what? Know it. Know what? The angel. Even though your guardian angel, he got to tell you Jesus is coming this year, next year. Not even the angels know, who go back and forth on a daily basis. Not even the Son of Man, your high priest, who is interceding on your behalf. Do not know the coming. He's coming. Who run heaven? Who in charge? God the Father. Remember, Jesus is still playing, having the son title. He is a priest. And a priest do what? Pray to God, the Father, the Creator. So Jesus is praying to his Father for you and I, beloved. That Advent light, that the people on Advent light will make it in this special resurrection, either alive or dead, either a hider. Are you with me, friends? Let us move on. Go with me now to Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13 read, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their what? Labors, and their works do follow them." So God called every minister not to just preach and bring any kind of word. Why we are in existence, the only reason for that, that's why God raised up Seventh-day Adventists, is to give the first, second, and third angel message to a dying world. Every minister in the Adventist church, conference and non-conference, need to preach and teach these messages to God's people. Because Jesus is saying that, "Why do you call me Lord and do not the things I said unto you?" Jesus never called Seventh-day Adventists to be a normal Christian, just go to church and sit down all day. SDA is not sitting down always, friends. It named Seventh-day Adventists. Not sitting down on one bench and just listen to a sermon and go home. No, God never called you to be like that. God called you and I to be teachers. Psalm 51, verse 13. "Then shall I teach transgressor thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." Transgressor, they transgress the law of God. So you and our duty is to be a teacher. The Bible says, "For when the time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the oracles of God." Advent like you and I, man and woman, boy and girl, whole and in between, God called each and every one of us to be a teacher, preacher, and all these things, friends, medical missionary, and all these things, you name it. We are not a regular Christian. Mm-mm. We are not Baptist. We are not evangelical. We are Seventh-day Adventists. We are the modern-day Israel, spiritual Israel, who is supposed to teach God's people in these last days the truth. Are you with me, friends? God never called you to be mediocre Christian. Mm-mm. You are not an ordinary Christian. Let us move on. Go with me now. Go with me to Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. That is in correlation with Mark chapter 13, verse 32. It's the same thing. But Mark chapter 13, verse 32 give us in more details. Look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. "But of that day and hour know it no man. No, not the angel of heaven, but my Father only." Notice Matthew chapter 24, verse 36 gives you the angel and the Father. But Mark chapter 13, verse 32 gives you the angel and the Son and the Father. Now, go with me to John chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. Chapter 5, verse 19 to 21, till under special resurrection. Now we're dealing with the Father. We're going to deal with the Son. We're going to come back. All of these things in harmony, friends. We just cover the Father. We're dealing with the Son. Watch this right here. Because a lot of us hard to believe that this special resurrection. Watch this. John chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. Please write these things down. Please, beloved, and go back and read. "Then answered Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son cannot do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do." Hold it right there. So Jesus is saying what? He cannot do nothing of himself, but what he see the Father do it that he do. What the children see that they what the children see the parents do, follow you. Are you with me, friends? The Son cannot do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. So whatever the Father, God the Father do, the Son of Man also follow what he saw the Father do. Listen now. For the Father loveth the Son, and shew him all things that himself doeth. Are you hearing this, friend? And he will shew him greater works than these. Pause. What are these? What is this greater works? The special resurrection. Jesus already done the greatest work to die for you and I. Listen to the word of God again. And he will show him greater works than these, that he may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth who he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but had committed all judgment unto who? The Son. So now also, God the Father is going to do a special resurrection, and also the Son of Man going to do the general resurrection. When God the Father speak again, remember, there's going to be a mighty earthquake. When Jesus also speak and say, awake, awake, you that sleep in the earth, in the grave, all the saints that in the grave going to come up. Now, watch this now. When the Bible said, we who wish were alive, going to caught up with them. Them that are alive, it is the righteous living and the righteous dead. Them that die on the third angel already alive among the 144,000. When Jesus is coming now into the clouds, remember Caiaphas and the wicked, that they're alive. They're going to be burned by his brightness of his glory to be a witness, because remember, all of them killed your son, the Savior, in the past. And now Jesus is going to be a witness against them. Are you with me, friends? No, you know that you cannot go to court with one witness. Are you with me, friends? So now God the Father is going to be Jesus' first witness. Are you with me, Lord have mercy? Are you catching this, friends? God the Father is going to play a role. I'm going to show you the man you kill, my son you kill. And I'm going to make some of you come up. That is Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. God the Father is going to make those who die under the third angel, even Sister White, William Million, all of them who were faithful. And those of us, if we are faithful, if God forbid, I will pass. You're going to come up and see the wicked, and everybody's going to fix upward. Because remember, it was midnight that God delivered his people. Have you ever heard people said, when all of these people come out of the grave, we call it get up morning. For real, all of the dead people in the grave going to come up in the morning, because God delivered his people at midnight. What time is midnight? 12 o'clock. That is another day. That is in the morning, even though it's dark. The coming of Jesus Christ going to cause rain, storm, and all of these things. The breezes blowing and all of these things, lightning and thunders. Beloved, that's what the Bible says. Who can stand in the day of the Lord? It's going to be fearful. Fearful, friends. This power that be causing you to be fearful, talking about blackouts and all of these things, food shortages. Beloved, the day is coming that God's going to empty heaven and God will feed his people, beloved. And the wicked will starve to death while God is giving you bread to sustain life. Don't let these wicked men to cause fear in your heart, giving you migraine and headache. No, remember, Satan, your day is fixed. They are planning against us, and God is also planning against the wicked power that we. Remember, friends, sometimes we focus too much on the bad, but remember, God going to fight your battle. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Let us move on. The dead hear the voice of the Son of Man. That is dealing with Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Let us read Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, and John chapter 5, verse 25. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him and all kindred of the earth shall wail because of him. This is dealing with a special resurrection. Go with me now, John chapter 5, John chapter 5, verse 25. John chapter 5, verse 25. Man, seems like I have to go to part 3. John chapter 5, verse 25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that, sorry. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice Son of God, and they that hear shall what? Live. Let us move on. Go one more step with me. Go one more step with me. Matthew chapter 28, verse 2. Matthew chapter 28, verse 2. Time is moving. Matthew chapter 28, verse 2. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Some things I'm repeating. Last week, you hear these things, but I'm repeating it. I'm going back to another scene, like scenery again, to show you the special resurrection again. The earthquake marks the special resurrection in Jesus' day. Listen what early writing said. Early writing, page 285, paragraph 1. Early writing, page 285, paragraph 1. The stream ceased to flow. Dark, heavy clouds came up and clashed against each other. But there was one clear place of settled glory, whence came the voice of God like many waters, taking the heavens. I love spiritual prophecy. Beloved, spiritual prophecy is so powerful. Listen again. The stream ceased to flow. Great, heavy clouds came up and clashed against each other. But there was one clear place of settled glory, whence came the voice of God like many waters, shaking the heavens and the earth. So you're telling me God's voice shake the what? The heavens and the earth. There was a mighty earthquake. Lord Almighty. So brothers and sisters, the spirit of prophecy backed up what I'm saying all the time. Are you hearing this? There was a mighty earthquake. The grave were open, and those who die in faith under the third angel, beloved, you're supposed to be saying hallelujah, amen, glory be to God. Let us go out and give the first, second, and third angel part or another angel trying to mix us heaven. You're saying that with joy in your face, friend, for us or another angel flying in the midst of heaven. Why are you saying that? You know that God promised me a special resurrection, and do not doubt God's word. Say it with joy. Say it with confidence. Say it and know that God never fails what he said unto you. For us all, another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, hear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and the earth and the sea and the fountains of water. For I saw another angel falling, say, Babylon is falling, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine. Brothers and sisters, we're supposed to say this message with joy, knowing that God promised you and I a special resurrection. If persecution, whatever come your way, do what God said and watch him. He promised you. My promise will fail, but God's promise is sure. God's promise is amen. And yes, when came the voice of God like many waters, shaking the heavens and the earth, there was a mighty earthquake. The graves were open, and those who died in faith under the third angel message, keeping the Sabbath, came forth from their dusty beds, glorified to hear the covenant of peace that God was to make with those who had kept his law. Early writings, page 285, paragraph 1. Go with me now to Revelation chapter 15, verse 2. Revelation chapter 15, verse 2. Revelation chapter 15, verse 2. And I saw, as it were, as a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast. This is the 144,000 now. And I saw, as it were, as the sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mouth, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the ark of God, and also those who joined the group with the 144,000. Early Writings, page 34, paragraph 1. Early Writings, page 34, paragraph 1. In the time of trouble, we all fled from the cities and villages. Glory be to God. But were pursued by the wicked, who enter into the house of the saint with a sword. They raised the sword to kill us. Listen, friends. They raised the sword to kill us, but it broke and fell as powerless as a straw. Then we all cry day and night for deliverance and cry, and the cry came before God, and the sun came up, and the moon stood still. The stream ceased to flow, dark, heavy clouds against each other. But there was one clear place of settled glory, whence came the voice of God like many waters, which shook the heavens and the earth, the sky open and shut, and was in commotion. When God the Father speak the day and the day of Jesus coming, the mountain shook like a reed in the wind and cast out rocks all around. The sea boiled like a pot and cast out stones upon the land. Are you hearing this, friends? You're telling me when God the Father give the day and the day of Jesus coming, even the elements crying out. Listen, the mountain shook like a reed in the wind and cast out rocks all around. The sea boiled like a pot and cast out stones upon the land. As God spoke the day and the hour of Jesus coming and deliver the everlasting covenant to his people, he spoke one sentence. I love the spirit of prophecy. It just giving us a clearer and clearer view of what is going on. He spoke one sentence. You're telling me God spoke one sentence, friends, and the mountain shook like a reed in the wind? Are you telling me the rocks falling all around and the sea boiled like a pot? One sentence? What a mighty God we serve. Brothers and sisters, you on the winning side? Remember that, you on the winning side. Let us move on. Spoke one sentence and then pause. Are you hearing this, friend? Then pause while the words were rolling through the earth. Lord have mercy. While the what? God speak the day of Jesus' second coming. And pause. And it rolls through the earth. It's like a loudest thunder, such as never was since there was a nation. The Israel of God stood with their eyes fixed upward, listening to the words as they came from the mouth of Jehovah and rolled through the earth like peals of loudest thunder. It was awful solemn. And at the end of every sentence, the saints shout, glory, hallelujah, amen. Who will be the first fruit in the last days, along with the dead who preach and teach this message? Who will be the first fruit in the last days, along with the dead who preach and teach this message? Meaning the first and second angel. Go with me to Revelation chapter 14, verse 4 and 5. Revelation chapter 14, verse 4 and 5. Revelation chapter 14, verse 4 and 5. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb, whichever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruit. Who are the first fruit? Being the first fruit unto God, unto the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, no lie, no deceit, no fraud. For they are without fault before the throne of God. Pause. You and I need to get what? Victory over sin. For probation, what? Clothing. So we and you and I, Advent Life, can stand before the throne of God without guile and without fault. Are you with me, friends? In early writings, 164, paragraph 3, them that are dead represent Moses, and them that are alive represent Elijah. at Jesus' second coming, at Jesus' second coming. Them that are dead represent Moses. Those who die in the third angel represent Moses. And them that are alive represent the 144,000 who will be alive in the future represent Elijah at Jesus' second coming. Here a partial resurrection is brought to a resurrection of a certain group of both righteous and wicked. This takes place before the general resurrection of either group. Many, not all, that sleep shall awake some of the righteous, not all of them, to everlasting life, and some of the wicked, not all of them, to shame and everlasting contempt. Let me just skip that. I'm going to skip some stuff for you, friends. You know this. Let me skip some stuff. Get to the point. Desire of Ages 606, 1898, Last Day Events. Last Day Events, 276, paragraph 3. The Precious Day. This is dealing with Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Dealing with when he said, all eyes shall see him. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Gonna give you your link in gonna link with Desire of Ages 606, 1898, and Last Day Events, page 276, paragraph 3. The precious dead, from Adam down to the last saints who die, will hear the voice of the Son of God and will come forth from their grave to immortal life. Great Controversy again, page 599, paragraph 3. I'm going to skip that one. So now, the trouble that is coming up on God's people, what type, what kind, what time of trouble is this? Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 6 and 7. We want to know what kind of trouble is this when God's people have to be running all over the place. When we hear the voice of God, what time of trouble is this? Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 6 and 7. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 6 and 7. Ask ye now and see whether a man doeth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Them that name are being written in the book of life. So we know we have the little time of trouble, and you have the time of Jacob trouble. The little time of trouble is a qualification or disqualification to qualify you to see if you're going to go through the great time of trouble. Because through trials, character is being tested. Are you with me, friends? That's what the Bible says. If you cannot run with a footman, how can you contend with a horseman? The little time of trouble is going to show if we make the necessary preparation to go through the big time of trouble. Because the big time of trouble, all earthly support will be cut off. The little time of trouble, when all of these draconian laws, they are coming in place while you see. And everything is tripping from you and I, little by little. Are you with me, friend? And you and I, we have to stand without an high priest. The time of Jacob trouble starts at the death decree because the people of God will not observe Sunday as the world rest day. The seven last plagues are falling, and the decision is made that all who will not honor Sunday as the Sabbath should be killed. This is dealing with the time of Jacob's trouble. Are you with me, friend? Great Controversy 615, paragraph 2. Great Controversy 615, paragraph 2. As the Sabbath has been the special point of controversy throughout Christendom, and religious and secular authority have combined to enforce the observance of the Sunday. The persistent refusal of a small minority to heed to the popular demand will make them objects of universal execration. It will be urged that the few who stand and the law of the state ought not to be tolerated, that it is better for them to suffer than for whole nation to be thrown into confusion and lawlessness. The same argument many centuries ago was brought against Christ by the rulers of the people. It is expedient for us, says Wiley Caiaphas, that one man should die for the people and that the whole nation perish not. This argument will appear conclusive. Let me move on. You get the point. Early writings now. Let me go to the point. Early writings. Get sweet now. Early writings, page 14, paragraph 1. Early writings. I give you the meat of the matter now. It gets sweet now, friends. Wake up now. Sit up. Early writings, page 14, paragraph 1. Soon, we heard the voice of God like many waters, which gave us the day and hour of Jesus' coming. The living saint, 144,000 in number, knew and understood the voice. While the wicked thought it was thunder and an earthquake, when God spake this time, he poured out upon us the Holy Ghost, and our face began to light up and shine with the glory of God, as Moses did when he came down from Mount Sinai. Are you getting this? She said, soon we. This is Sister White in vision. Where is Ellen G. White? She's in the grave, right? So she died faithful under the third angel. Listen now, she said, soon we heard the voice of God like many waters, which gave us the day and hour of Jesus' coming. The living saint, the 144,000 in number. This is not a symbol. This is definite. It's a definite number. 144,000. Not a symbol. It's a literal number. That's why she said, she made the emphasis on it. The living saint, 144,000 in number, knew and understood the voice, while the wicked thought it was thunder and an earthquake. So remember, when God the Father speaks, it's going to be like a loudest thunder and an earthquake. When God spake the time, he poured upon us the Holy Ghost, and our face began to light up and shine with the glory of God, as Moses did when he came down from Mount Sinai. Early writings, page 15, paragraph 1. Early writings, page 15, paragraph 1. The 144,000 were all sealed and perfectly united. The 144,000 were all sealed and perfectly united. On their foreheads were written, God, New Jerusalem, and a glorious star containing Jesus' new name. At our happy holy state, the wicked were enraged and would rush violently up to lay hands on us, to toss us into prison, when we would stretch forth the hand in the name of the Lord. Can you imagine this? God's people are going to have such a power when you say, in the name of the Lord. Even the wicked, beloved, priests cannot do anything. When we would stretch forth the hand in the name of the Lord, and they would fall helpless to the ground. Are you hearing this? Early writings, page 15, paragraph 1. Early writings, page 41. Early writings, page 41, paragraph 1. The powers of heaven will be shaken at the voice of God. Then the sun, moon, and star will be moved out of their place. They will not pass away, but be shaken by the voice of God. Early writings now, page 41, paragraph 2. Dark, heavy clouds came up and clashed against each other. The atmosphere part and rolled back. Then we look, listen now, friends, brothers and sisters, this is crucial right here. Now, question for you. Where will the voice of God coming from heaven in the Orion? Where will the voice of God coming from in heaven? The Orion. Listen, Spirit of Prophecy. God the Father is going to give the day and the hour of Jesus coming. Because remember, the Bible said, the spirit of prophecy in the Bible said, we look up. We which are alive will caught up with them. Where the voice of God coming from? The Orion. The Orion going to be going to open, and the heavenly Jerusalem going to come down after the 1,000 years is expired. Jesus going to come through the Orion with all of his angels. Listen now, Greg. Listen now, the spirit of prophecy. Early writings, page 41, paragraph 2. Dark heavy clouds came up and clashed against each other. The atmosphere and rolled back. Then we could look through the open space in Orion. Whence came the voice of God, the holy city will come down through that open space. Are you hearing this, right? Brothers and sisters, Seventh-day Adventists, you have such a message that no other denomination that can explain the voice of God, God the Father, when he gives the day and the hour of Jesus' second coming, where is that voice coming from? The Orion. Orion going to open. Jesus going to come through Orion in the way of the east. God's word is good. Brothers and sisters, that's all I have for you. I thought I was going to do part 3, but I skipped a lot of stuff. But you get the point. Remain faithful. God promised in his word, them that die in the Lord henceforth, their works do follow them. What blessing God have for the dead. Say, I will quicken your body. And I left out a lot. Also, there's a quotation I left out a lot. This is deep. There's a quotation that said, Sister White was in vision. And the angel said, you with the 144,000 will have the privilege or the benefit, if you please, will visit the unfallen world and see the handiwork of God. Can you imagine this? Advent life? That you're going to see Jesus and the Father in action, creating things in front of your eyes. The one who you worship all these years, the one that you desire to see. There is hope. There is hope. There is hope in the Lord. There is hope in King Jesus. There is hope in God. There is hope. There is hope in the Lord. There is hope in King Jesus. There is hope in God. There is hope. Sing with me, Advent Life. There is hope in the Lord. There is hope in my future. There is hope in God. There is hope. There is hope in the Lord. There is hope in King Jesus. There is hope in God. There is hope. There is hope in you and our future. Friends, there is hope that Jesus promised you he will resurrect your dead body to life. No more sickness. A glorified body is promised you a new name, new garment, crown, friends. Aim for that promise. Aim for that prize. It don't cost anything but to surrender. Amen. Sister Carla, let me just hear with a prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this study. I pray somebody will write these things down, especially resurrection. Lord, I pray that no one have any questions. If we have questions, oh God, we should not even have any questions because we need to listen and write these things down and go back and to study and to search more, and you will reveal these truths to us. Thank you so much for all of my brothers and sisters. Patience, oh God. I pray that these things was clear to everyone. If not, I pray that my brothers and sisters will reach out to Sister Carla, and I will maybe send these notes to somebody. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, Brother Ricardo. The Holy Spirit truly was among us in mighty power to have you able to share all this truth with us this day. Pray that everyone wrote it down, like you said. And we are compassed with such a great witness. And I just thank the Lord for His Holy Spirit and His angels that's here. They you know, want to look into to the redemption, you know, of His people. And brothers and sisters, let us be faithful even until the end. So true that the other churches doesn't have these precious truth, these wonderful truth gems that we have. And we know that our God is faithful and able. Amen. So, again, thank you very much, Brother Ricardo. Everyone, please have a blessed night. Continue to go over these scriptures and share them and let this truth be proclaimed, you know, through you to others, that we will teach them the truth, even those in the church. May the Lord truly bless us. Have a good night, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. Amen. May the Lord be with you.